Triple M's ruined it's for breakfast for Ream. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.
We keep hearing stories about vaccines all over the place, and there's hope here and hope there, but finally, we may see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, there is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel from Oxford University. They've got a vaccine that has been trialled down at Geelong. It's already in stage three. It's showing great results, and with a little bit of luck,
yep,
could be out by Christmas.
All right. Stephen Drill is the European correspondent for the Adelaide Advertiser. He's in London this morning. Hello, Stephen.
Morning, Chris. It is a little bit of good news, hopefully. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We feel a little bit like backing Maccabee Diva in the Melbourne Cup. But
no, that was a sure thing. That was a sure thing.
We can have a little bit each way on this, like we did with Maccabee Diva. But let's talk serious here for a minute. There's over 1,000 patients have been treated. There's 5,000 each in Brazil and South Africa at the moment, 30,000 in the US. And they've already got orders for 400 million vaccines if it all goes well. And it's in stage three at the moment, which is the last stage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So the actual vaccine itself works, and it's not something that's come out of thin air. They were working on this vaccine for 5 years for Ebola, and then they transferred it to the MERS virus. And then in January, the Oxford University researchers went, hang on, this might actually work for COVID-19 as well. So there's good science behind it. They had a trial with 1,000 patients which showed it worked. And now this stage three trial is really to see if there's any major side effects and if it's safe for everybody.
Steve, I don't expect you to have all the answers to this right now, but how does it go then from being something that works in a university trial to mass producing it very quickly, you know, that it can be sold around the world? How long do you think that takes, or do we know?
Well, that's what they've done differently about this, is they're actually producing it now before it's been signed off.
Right.
They've actually said, right, let's get the factories going. So I went and visited Wrexham, which is in North Wales, a small factory. It's the actual place where they'll put it into bottles is about the size of a sort of decent Australian living room. It's tiny. And they can do 4 million vials a week. And they're going to be ready to go. They expect the vaccine to be delivered to them by the third week of September.
Okay, that's not far away.
It's already been produced.
That's right. And I guess if it actually works and it's all clear to go, they'll make a bigger manufacturing plant, I would have thought. Greg Hunt, who's our health minister, said that he is getting more confident there will be a coronavirus vaccine. I now believe we're in close to a vaccine and confident that it will happen, knowing there is still no certainty, but we're in a position to provide vaccines for all Australians. He is getting more confident, the Health Minister for Australia.
So, Steve, I guess the big question for me is, which company do I need to buy shares in?
Well, if you had bought shares in CSL, the Australian chemical company, you'd be a millionaire a few times over now when they floated in 1986. But AstraZeneca is the one that's behind this Oxford vaccine. And it will. The trick for it is that they're not going to charge anyone above odds for the first round during the pandemic.
Right.
But what the scientists are saying is that it's likely we might need a flu shot every year. Like this COVID-19 might be like the flu shot where it doesn't work forever.
Mm.
So they may be making a few quid in 12 to 18 months' time.
So when will we get even more confirmation that they're even more positive about this vaccine? What are the critical dates coming up in terms of the stage three trials?
Well, they were hoping to have, in the UK, the government ordered 30 million doses of this for September, and now it's pushed out to October. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister over here, had said, we'll all be hugging each other in November a few weeks ago, and he sort of toned that rhetoric down. But by the end of October, we should see some signs of how it's going, and then it's realistically by the time they get everything signed off and it out into the hospitals that we're looking, Christmas is your best bet for it actually being in the community, not just health workers are the ones who probably get it first.
All right, good on you, Steve. Thanks so much for joining us, and some real positive news there, Roo. Steve Drill, European correspondent for the Adelaide Advertiser over there in
London.
Wouldn't
that be awesome? I mean, we're getting told to prepare for a Corona Christmas here. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said that yesterday. So Wouldn't that be fantastic if the world could wake up for Christmas knowing that we had a vaccine that we could get out around the joint and give us some hope for 2021?
Ruindits will probably end up in hot water after a show like that. When it comes to yours, at least you can trust Rheem. Ask your plumber to install a Rheem. Steady, hot and strong.
104.7 Triple M.